Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
An interesting game in Winnipeg, one that Ryan Wood is going to help us break down from PackersNews.com and the Green Bay Press Gazette. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is Ryan Wood. Ryan, all right, so there was a football game, I don't know if you heard the air quotes there, in Winnipeg last night. What did you think about 80-yard fields and CFL conversions and Canadian fans?
Oh, that was football. I didn't realize. See, so the pylons being at the 10 kind of threw me off. I thought that was an embarrassment for the league. And, you know, I was there standing on the field in 2016 at the Hall of Fame game when the field became a huge issue. And I saw for myself why that was. And, you know, you thought at the time this is a learning point for the league to really – kind of wrap their minds around to make sure it doesn't happen again. Well, obviously, they had to relocate a game from Mexico City last year. And then it happens again to the Packers. And on one hand, you get why the league wants to promote its game globally. That is a good, noble cause. But there's got to be some logic and some common sense in place. And the thing I don't get is this game was scheduled for Winnipeg for months. Winnipeg's in Canada. The CFL's in Canada. The goalposts are in a different place in Canada. So how is any of that surprising? How do you show up at the stadium and be like, oh, there's a patch of there's a hole in the end zone where there shouldn't be. Like it was like that shouldn't be a surprise, and yet it was. So. The NFL's got to do better. I mean, there's got to be more common sense than that, because what happened last night should not happen for a league with as much money on the line as the NFL. And the real shame of it wasn't even the Packers, although they were hurt by that. It wasn't the Raiders, although they were hurt by that. But you're promoting this game to fans globally that don't get to see it very often, don't get to see it in person like that. And you're promoting a product that is an embarrassment, and that's an issue.
I completely agree. It was an embarrassment, and the field was an embarrassment as well. Rashawn Gary goes down. St. Brown goes down. What's the latest on any of those injuries? Any timetable for those guys' return? St. Brown's looked awful. I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be surprised if we saw him on the field the rest of the year.
Well, Equanimeous St. Brown's is the most concerning one for sure, because he wasn't able to put weight on it. He was carted to the locker room. Rashawn Gary was carted to the locker room, but according to reports from the stadium, he was able to get off the cart before reaching the tunnel. And so that was promising. Equanimeous St. Brown's is definitely, you know, that was a combination of kind of a cheap shot, you know, for being the preseason from Eric Harris, the Raiders safety, but also the field. I mean, his legs got caught on the field turf. And if you ever hear players mention how they prefer natural grass over synthetic field turf.
Yes.
You saw that last night. Your cleats get caught in that stuff.
Yeah.
And when that happens, especially when you move as fast as an NFL player these days, it's real easy to twist a knee or twist an ankle. And that's what you saw with Equanimeous St. Brown. So, you know, Curtis Bolton's the other injury that is – looks pretty significant. He was on crutches at the end of the game, and you know, he's not officially a starter, because he's been kind of replacing Oren Burks, who got injured in the preseason opener. But he'd been a starter since then. He was making the team, and that injury looks significant as well. So the injury portion of that of last night was very alarming. That wasn't unfortunate. That wasn't really all that surprising, because I think everyone was wondering, going up to IG Stadium, what is that going to be like with that field? And we saw.
And there's a ripple effect to this also, in that the Packers rested 33 guys, and that's not that unusual for preseason. It is highly unusual in my mind for a third preseason game, but here's the ripple effect. For anybody that thinks that those 33 guys are magically going to take the field for the last game of the preseason, that's a crazy concept. That's not going to happen, right?
Right. Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Jamal Williams, none of them are going to play in the preseason. And that, you know, as much as you have to feel for the fans locally in Winnipeg that paid way too much money to see a complete slop fest of a football game, it hurt the Packers and Raiders too. And it especially hurts the Packers, because they were going to play Aaron Rodgers. They were going to play Aaron Jones. They were going to actually get their offense out on the field for the first time. And they could say whatever they want about why that's unnecessary and how they can simulate so much of the stuff that you can do in week one in a game and practice. But the reality is that there are certain things that you just can't completely simulate unless you're in a game setting, tackling being one. So to not be able to tune that up going into a week one game that is no favors to them, going to Chicago, likely the best defense in the league, on the road in prime time at night, that's tough under the best circumstances. And what the Packers got this preseason, with Aaron Rodgers not playing, with the running backs not playing, that's not the best circumstances.
We're talking with Ryan Wood here on Chuck and Winkler. You can find him on Twitter at Ryan Wood. Ryan, is there any shot that Darius Shepherd and Trevor Davis both are able to make this roster? Because I think it's going to be a tough decision to cut either of them right now.
You know, with Equanimeous St. Brown's injury, maybe. We have to see what the severity of that is. That if he's going to IR, and that's an if, I don't know, but if he is, then that opens up a spot at receiver. That kind of clears a little bit of the log jam, because Equanimeous St. Brown is absolutely going to make this team. So, you know, maybe. I think Trevor Davis is if he stays healthy, he's clearly ahead of Darius Shepherd. He's a more talented guy. Darius Shepherd ran 4.6. Trevor Davis ran 4.4 flat. And you can tell the difference in the speed and the agility. And, you know, Trevor Davis he picked up right where he left off. And he was making a ton of plays early in camp before kind of having that neck shoulder stinger against the Texans in the joint practice. And he looked really good last night. And with that athleticism, you can see there's a package of plays that Matt LaFleur can use in his system for Trevor Davis. I mean, the end around stuff and just getting them the ball in the open field. Those are good things that the Packers can do with Trevor Davis. Darius Shepherd, look, he's had a great camp. There's no question about it. He's been a playmaker. Even last night, the catch he made on the sideline, he's been a playmaker. The reality is he's 5'10 and runs 4.6. And the NFL is not lining up for receivers who are 5'10 and run 4.6. The reason you know that is because not only did Darius Shepherd not get drafted, he wasn't signed immediately after the draft. He's a tryout guy. And there was over 100 receivers that were either drafted or signed on draft weekend, and Darius Shepherd was not one of them. So what are the chances of getting him through to the practice squad? They're really legitimate. I mean, the NFL's just not lining up for those guys. So the Packers have to consider what those chances are, because they're going to want to keep him on the roster on the 63 somehow, whether that's practice squad or the 53. They're going to have to weigh that.
We've paid attention to receivers and linebackers a lot the last couple of weeks. Injuries have shifted things in that linebacking core a bit. Is there a position group that we should be paying attention to more than the others for that last preseason game against Kansas City?
Well, inside linebacker, that'll be interesting. You know, with Curtis Bolton out now, they're elevating Ty Summers, James Crawford, and don't count out maybe Brady Shelton. I mean, he looked pretty good last night. He had that tough penalty late in the game, but he's an athlete. He's tall. He's long. He's especially for that position. He's got really good speed. I think also a question is after the first three safeties, who emerges? You know, Latrell Jamerson was a guy who kind of had an inside track, and he struggled in camp. Josh Jones hasn't really done anything. And then Will Redmond's a guy that's been on the special teams and has gotten kind of a crack, but is he really 53 good? You know, we know Ibrahim Campbell, who they signed midway through camp, he's on the PUP. He might stay on the PUP. They're going to need more than three safeties, so that'll be an interesting one as well. Really, you can go across the roster. There's a lot of things still to be decided. There's going to be things that are decided in the fourth preseason game this year.
Ryan, thanks a lot, man. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, take care.
That was Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer. You can find his work at the Green Bay Press Gazette. Packers insider also here, and you can find him at PackerNews.com. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.